The airline industry was a topic on Capitol Hill yesterday. Members of the Senate Select Committee on Aging heard testimony about a rule that requires commercial airline pilots to retire at the age of 60. The Federal Aviation Administration restriction was put in place in 1959 in the interest of safety. Some pilots say it's a form of age discrimination. Air traffic controllers, firefighters, federal police officers are also subject to mandatory retirement rules. Does this make sense to you? Do you feel safer with a younger pilot, or do you feel such rules are outdated? Give us a phone call, 800-989-8255. That's 800-989-TALK. Or if your creaky fingers are up to it, you can type us an email, totn@npr.org. Captain Joseph Eichelkraut was among those speaking yesterday in favor of repealing the rule for commercial pilots. He's president of the Southwest Airlines Pilot Association. He joins us now in Studio 3A. Thanks for coming in.
Oh, you're welcome.
So tell us briefly how this rule works right now.
Well, the rule works in that once you reach your age of 60, you no longer are allowed by the FAA rules to fly under Part 121, which is basically scheduled commercial aviation.
So you simply have to retire.
You simply have to retire, yes.
And there's no doubt about this. There's no fudges. There's no exceptions.
That's correct.
Now, how do you want to change it? Do you want to raise the limit or leave it open?
Well, we would be in favor of relieving the limit currently. There has been a lot of talk about matching it or mirroring it with the overseas carriers, overseas organizations, which have, in some cases, in some countries, raised it to age 65. For instance, in Japan and Israel. I think Japan raised it initially to 63 while they were doing some studies and then decided that they had enough data to go ahead and raise it. So there comes a point in life where you might have to set a limit, but certainly age 60, in our view, is not qualified.
Now, this rule, do you think it made sense in 1959?
I'm not sure if it did or not. I believe that it had some roots in the concept of safety because just a retirement age, picking out a number. But the number was very arbitrary in the sense that it's just easily divisible by 10. There was some other squabbling going on, I think, at the time in terms of airlines and their management and trying to negotiate contracts and pension funds at the time. So I think that there was a lot of complicating issues bringing it to a head.
Well, one thing that I guess argued in its favor all these years was you had a certain generation of pilots who have left the industry on a scheduled basis. The airlines knew what their number of slots that were going to be available, and they brought younger people along. It made management a little easier.
Well, it certainly did that, but we're all living longer, as we all know, and living quality lives and healthier lives well into the upper ages now. So that is one issue for us that it says, if we're still qualified to safely fly, then why have an arbitrary age? I'm an old safety officer from the Air Force, and believe me, from the pilot standpoint, I wouldn't be here if I didn't think it was safe for pilots over the age of 60 who are qualified to continue flying in the commercial airline business.
We tried to get a representative from the FAA to appear with you on the show today to answer this point. They declined. They did send a statement on the age 60 rule. Quote, the FAA's primary responsibility is to ensure the safety of the flying public. At this time, the agency cannot be assured that raising the age 60 limit for pilots will maintain or raise the level of safety. To date, there's been no scientific consensus providing a basis for raising the age 60 limit. Without scientific agreement, the age limit cannot be changed. However, the agency is always open to any new scientific research. So, any new scientific research to offer them?
Well, there's been scientific research going on for years and years and years. We've had some studies put out by the Civil Aviation Medical Association and the Aerospace Medical Association, and also some individuals who are perhaps doing their own studies for their doctorate or master thesis. So there is a lot of information out there. There is a catch-22, however, and that is the fact that since there are no pilots in the United States under Part 120 above the age of 60, there is no data there
for which to
study.
Test pilots over 60, yes.
So there is it's somewhat of a catch-22. There's nothing there, so we can't study it, so we can't prove that it's safer or not safe. We contend that on your 59th birthday, you've given semi-annual check rides, which are very exhaustive, semi-annual medicals, no-notice check rides in the aircraft itself.
Mm-hmm.
That shouldn't change just by being one day older.
We're talking about mandatory age requirements for retirement. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And Eichelkraut, you say there's obviously no pilots over the age of 60 in the U.S. to test. What about other countries?
Well, there are the other countries, but again, they fall under a different jurisdiction for the most part, and it's just hard to engage those studies currently. The United States has a large number of scheduled airlines and a large number of pilots compared to some of the overseas countries, so they have a smaller data force.
But do they require their pilots to retire at a certain age?
Actually, many of them have changed to, like I said, the age of 65. There are a few countries in Europe which don't subscribe to that, but for the most part, they all have done that. There is also an effort underway by the International Civil Aviation Organization, the ICAO, mm-hmm. as it's called, to put that up to a vote and resolution and try to change that very shortly.
Well, let's get some listeners on the line. Steve is with us from Philadelphia.
Good afternoon.
Hi.
I'm in favor of raising the age at which pilots need to retire. I don't think there's any reason that 60 should be dropped in, although I would support the use of testing for additional check rides, physical conditions, reflexes, night vision, and some additional testing that might ensure that the pilot is indeed fit. But clearly 60 seems well too arbitrary.
Agree to those additional testing?
Well, the current testing does all those things, so we maintain that the items you just checked are already tested adequately. The system is somewhat self-purging. Like I say, I wouldn't be here today if I didn't think it was safe. And our individuals who I fly with, they basically let each other know if they think it's time to go. That's what a pilot's job is, to know his own limitations.
So, Steve, when you get on an airplane, do you even look at the age of the pilot as you walk past the cockpit there?
If I can get a look in, absolutely. Just out of curiosity, we always do. And I am seeing more and more gray-haired pilots, which doesn't concern me one bit.
Okay, Steve. Thanks very much for the phone call.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Let's talk now with Chase. Chase is calling from Columbus, Georgia.
Good afternoon, guys.
Afternoon.
I was in the Air Force, and, you know, my dad was an Air Force pilot, and I travel quite a bit by air. My mother was owned a travel agency, which she sold shortly after September 11th, so I've really enjoyed this conversation and listening to it. I'm glad you guys brought it on, but when I get on an airplane, I always look at the pilot, and the older he is, the more comfortable I sit back and relax, because I know that a 23, 24-year-old pilot sitting in the cockpit probably learned how to fly in a flight school, didn't have the military training or any kind of adversity facing them in any kind of combat situation, or had any flight time to run into any weather problems or anything else. So the older the guy is, the better I feel, because I know he's at least experienced one nightmare before, you know, ours could possibly have a problem.
Columbus, Georgia, it sounds like you may be encountering some weather problems of your own.
Not yet. It's overcast. I'm actually running from Hurricane Ivan. I live in Florida and travel throughout the state of Florida quite a bit. So this summer's been aggravating, I guess, would be the best word to put there.
Well, Chase, thanks very much, and good luck staying ahead of the storm.
Thank you very much.
Here's an email we got from Ted Buck. I'm a pilot that's 40 years old, flying night freight. I'm looking forward to retiring at 60. This will force me to work at a demanding job for 5 more years. I fly with some older pilots that can't stay awake all night. Well,
we all have our own experiences, but again, it's time to let that other guy know that maybe that's time for him to leave, if that's what's going on.
Best not to take any naps himself, perhaps.
That's true.
Yeah. Any sense on when Congress might act on this proposed change?
Well, there's hardly any time left in this session. We all know that. But that doesn't mean we're not going to keep, in our case, the Southwest Airlines Pilots Association, keep up the good fight and just keep a little pressure on the issue, because we want to make sure that it is an issue and it just doesn't evaporate till next quarter or next semester.
And is it in front of the where would it be?
Well, with the new Congress coming in, we think we might be able to get another hearing and another vote on it in the first quarter.
But out of which committee do you think?
We're thinking it's going to come out of the Senate.
Out of the Senate?
Transportation.
Transportation Committee. Okay, Ike, thanks very much for being with us today. Captain Joseph Eichelkraut is president of the Southwest Airlines Pilot Association, was on Capitol Hill yesterday testifying in favor of raising the mandatory retirement limit for airline commercial pilots. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.